from PEI, Prince Edward Island. Now lives here in Toronto selling software. She aims to be a full-time graphic designer and performer. And so let's help her get started. Please welcome Shizu Yamaguchi.
My dad, being Japanese, was very much a disciplinarian. Over the years, though, the spank has decreased significantly. He adapted to North American culture. My dad had been telling me and my sister apart. I'm a procrastinator, pulling all-nighters, waiting for the last minute to study for exams, blaming a corrupt, money-driven school system for setting us up to fail Physiology 102, Mondays and Wednesdays, Section F. They say that the most likely person to buy a self-help book is the person who had purchased a self-help book 18 months prior. Evidently, these books are not providing the help they claim to be providing. These people are solving their problems at the rate of once every 18 months. And in another year and 6 months, I will start to learn how to breathe. So that's a meditation burn. These people really need to understand how to do retail therapy. They say that women are from Venus and men are from Mars, but I would argue that women are from Pluto, because just like Pluto, you don't really count. They often say, are you analyzing me? But if you took criminology, would they say, are you criminalizing me? To which I respond, I haven't a clue, because I wasn't in the candle in the kitchen where Mr. Plum killed the butler. I completely messed that one up, I'm so sorry. Curated photos of their meals, vacations, numerous group shots with their friends. You know what I think? They're winners. I'm imagining an all-female construction site. They gather and catcall men. Here's when you get lost in your eyes. And you can call your mother on a weekly basis. You make a great dad. Cheaters never prosper, but I don't think the people who created this saying really understood the concept of cheating. These people, were they given the ring of gaijis, would go out, put on makeup, clothing, and get themselves a full-time job as a barista at Starbucks. You can ban sharp-edged objects and liquids above 100 milliliters on an aircraft, but you can't ban factoids. The New York Times best-selling book, The Secret, puts forward that if a plane crashes, the people on the plane all conspired to create that fate. That's the law of attraction. That even the image of a plane going down could lead to a plane crash. Thanks for flying with Air Canada. See you in the next life. I may be in hell, but I'll still get better snack service.